I could start off by reading the Disney email.
Oh, read it. I'll start off by opening the box that Disney sent us because Disney knows our address.
Disney knows us, you guys.
Listen, next year, I'm predicting this.
What?
We become the face of Disney. They get rid of Walt and make bronze statues of me and you, put it everywhere across
Dashleyland. It's close.
We get a
They don't
letter.
Have to change the
Dear
D.
Dallin and Ashley, more than anyone, more than Walt himself, you embody the true spirit of Disney World.
More than Walt. I think that's blasphemous, actually. I don't know.
Here, will you find the email?
That's right here. I got it.
Okay.
Greetings, Dallin and Ashley. We have been following you for some time. Okay, this is from Disney themselves. Probably. Disney Parks Experiences and Products Influencer Team.
Listen, probably they send this email to everyone, but we're assuming it was written specifically and originally
they
for us.
They handcrafted this to us. Greetings, Dallin and Ashley. We have been following you for some time and have admired the quality, creativity, and authenticity of your content.
We get there and we're like, do you remember that one vlog we made?
Yeah.
Do you remember what we said in our podcast last week? And they're like, no.
Wait, you guys don't watch every single thing we post?
Are you even a fan?
We would love for you to join us at our most magical influencer event of the year, Disney Creators Celebration 2023.
Okay. Get to the good part. Get to the part where they tell us what they're letting us do.
If you haven't heard, Disney Creator Celebration is an invitation-only week-long event with a select group of creators who will gather to experience the magic of Disney like only a creator can.
Okay, Don and I, since before we even did anything on the internet, we're like, one day, wouldn't it be great if Disney like sent us to Disneyland like they do the Bucket List Family? Have you guys seen the Bucket List Family? That Disney takes them everywhere. Disney did like 30 stays in 30 days where they gave them a night stay at every hotel.
Yeah, this isn't that fancy.
We're not there yet. We're not to Bucket List Family status, but we are going, and just maybe Jessica and Garrett G will walk through that door, see us, and be like, we've been looking for best friends, and we choose them from the people here in this room, and you look like best friend quality.
Oh, and we will inevitably say yes.
And 100%.
Mm-hmm. We are headed to the Disneyland Resort and then setting sail aboard the Disney Cruise Line. It will be several days filled with memorable, magical moments, personally and professionally, that are just as cool to experience in real life as they look on social media. We're planning an itinerary packed full of exclusive content gathering opportunities along with plenty of free time. We can't wait to share these special, unforgettable experiences with you and your followers happening at the end of March.
Okay, and then, and then they're flying us to Disneyland. They're going to pick us up. They said in the letter, they said.
So that was the original email. Now we have an itinerary.
Okay.
Do you guys want to hear the deets? Because it's pretty friggin' sweet.
It's going to be snazzy.
This is something we have hoped for 7 years.
Dallin and I are practicing.
5 years.
Yeah. We're practicing the face that we make that's like, oh yeah, this is the treatment that we're used to because it happens. Like we're practicing our.
You know how when you're invited to like, you know when you're walking through a parade of homes and you enter like the $8 million home.
And you don't want to be like.
You're freaking out. You don't want to be like, oh, look at that. Oh, you want to be like, oh yeah, that's nice. Well, oh, they put a lot of work into this section.
The craftsmanship here is really just unique.
The wood that they chose, yeah. Wow. The color is in style.
Oh, this looks like what my grandma does. Mm-hmm. No, my grandma
my
literally.
My uncle, who's an architect, has done something similar in the Switzerland Alps.
This is like the floor in my mom's pantry. Yeah. No, literally not.
But inside, we're like, you know, we're freaking out a little bit. That's going to be us. So we have the email if you want. I can go over the itinerary. Maybe I don't have to read the whole thing.
Don't worry. Just read the fun part. Read the part about where there's going to be a gold sign.
Okay. Oh, the gold
sign. I'm
going
to ask for the sign.
So,
do you think he'll give it to me?
I don't. It's probably
for my scrapbook.
I mean, it's probably just an Expo marker sign that they erase.
No, they said it's a gold sign.
Okay. It says when we. Okay. I'm trying to find. Airport transfers will be provided to you and your guests from the airport to Disneyland.
It said look for a gold
sign.
Hotel
check-in process. Where did I read that? It was like somewhere in the...
Well, I'm bored. Okay, I'll tell you. It's a gold sign and it's going to have our name on it and I'm going to frame it and put it above our bed.
If we get to keep it, that'd be fun.
Then they're going to send us to like the fireworks shows and the parades. And there's going to be a special viewing area for us.
Well, usually you have to pay a lot of money and buy a dinner too in order to get special reserved seating for the lighting color
show.
They
don't offer that.
They do. It's there every night.
the special seating?
Yeah, you have to pay a lot for like a dinner and pay even more for reserved seating for the shows and fireworks.
That sort of marketing isn't directed towards me ever.
I've seen it for like reservations. We've never
like
done
parades?
It. But now we, the special fancy media people, they're calling us, get to be escorted.
They used
to
that term.
Well, in the part where they say we get to be expedited through the cruise check-in process, they said as a member of special media, you will be expedited through the cruise check-in
process.
Like
David Muir.
You are.
I mean, just interviewing people
tonight
about murders in the world.
And they just want us to film our whole trip and have tons of fun.
Yeah.
And show it to all of our Dashley family.
There's a morning where we get to go into the park when no one else is there and have this like
Tiana's magical. Let me find it.
Like when the park is closed and empty, they're gonna let us and the other creators. We don't know who they are.
6:15, we are going to New Orleans Square for a Mardi Gras morning with Princess Tiana.
But like no one's gonna be there. I'm gonna try and get footage of like empty streets.
It'd be so fun. Oh, that's like a golden time to take a photo of the castle if we want to.
Sure.
And
that's yours.
Then at 7:30, we get to be escorted over to ride the Haunted Mansion for halfway to Halloween. Hashtag halfway to Halloween.
Don't
before the park opens.
Yeah. No one's going to be there.
That? And then we have
you know what we're going to do?
Plus.
We're going to run over to the shooting station where you shoot the guns because the first person to play that game gets to play it for free.
Uh-huh. We have a few dinners. There's a party the first night. They're treating us so well. This is a dream come true. They're giving us each some money towards food at Disneyland, and they're giving us a taste of the park's pass for the Food and Wine Festival that's going on right now. We get a little punch pass.
There is nothing I love more than free things. I will take anything free you want to give me. I will use it. I will love it.
I will film it.
I will do
vouchers,
anything you want if you give it to me for free.
Some vouchers for Disney Springs or Downtown Disney shopping, which is fun. And, oh man, on the cruise. Oh, there's a party the first night. We get to go to Web Slingers after the park closes. And then there's an after hours party at Pixar Pier.
We rented a stroller. George and James are coming with us. Violet's going to be with my mom. Like at being babysat, but like we rented a stroller because we can't bring our stroller because it won't fit in the cruise ship because there's a cruise after.
You could probably find a place, but it's just not worth it.
I looked on all the forums. We have like the Bob Doubles stroller. Yeah. They all said
it would be crowded.
They said you have to like fold it up through doorways and stuff.
Not
a good idea.
Not fun.
But we rented like the George and James are pretty big, so we rented the biggest stroller because they have like these midnight parties. So we're just going to be wearing blankets and
what
pillows.
Are we going to do? Not attend?
We're
gonna let George James fall asleep in the stroller.
They're having a party one night in Pixar Pier where you don't have to pay for the carnival games.
Give me free food, I am there.
Do you know how much money I spent on the carnival games last time?
Too much.
George needed to get his Eva and didn't know they were $5 until I kept being like, just let him do it again. Del's no big deal. And then Dellen was like, yeah, those are like $10 each.
Yeah, so we have some fancy stuff at Disneyland. And then on the cruise, it's pretty much... I don't know how many unique things are on the cruise besides they're giving us they let us choose from a few excursions and pick one. So we get to go on excursion, and I think there's a special welcome for the creators that are invited at the beginning.
I'm going to turn into a complete
and then
snob. I'm going to be so annoying. I'm going to enter every room and say, I'm here.
The lighting is a little dark in this room.
Listen.
Going to need everybody move away from that window.
I'm an influencer.
Act natural behind me. You do your hair over there.
I know. We've been to influencer parties before and they're kind of weird. Like the parties that are like for, you know, like we got invited to an RC Willie. No.
It was Ashley Furniture.
Correct. Let me correct myself.
RC Willie's a Utah company.
And it was this big party with like freaking Neo. And
a lot of people from The Bachelor were there.
Yeah. A lot of The Bachelor people, they were in line behind me to play a game on a dance
dance
revolution
knew each other.
Game.
We didn't know
any
of them.
They were all best friends. No one hated each other.
So, I mean, they were all talking and hanging out and stuff, but they also had people taking photos of them.
Yeah. It was very, too exclusive for us.
I feel like Disney's going to be more our element.
Also, they had like a special influencer area at the party with the, at the end of the night, Neo came and sang to everyone and they had like the normal, like lower level influencers, I guess, on the floor
Christina
level.
From The Bachelor was up there on the higher
level. Yeah, and the two cute girls who do like.
Oh, the twins from Park City. Were they there?
No, I don't think, are they from Park City? They're like the girls who like. They talk about like grown, I don't know how to explain it. They're really cute, but there was a lifted area separate from the common people, and that was where all of the extra special influencers were.
Yeah. No, it's fun. So we're going to do a two-part vlog on our trip, I think, is what we've decided. The first part will be the whole Disneyland experience. The second part will be the whole cruise experience, which will be sweet.
Yeah.
And then just a ton of stories, and we'll try to crank out a few reels, too, so that you guys can just come along with us for this journey.
Dal and I are just going to be...
I'm so excited.
We're going to be happy crying the whole time.
I've been reading the itinerary over and over. It's so exciting.
Dallin has every minute of the day planned. Also, Disney does as well. But Dallin has pre-planned the plan time that Disney hasn't planned.
Well, the only thing I did was book a breakfast at Goofy's Kitchen.
No, you look at it all day. You've given it like...
I'm so excited for this.
You've thought more about this than you've thought about anything in your life, probably.
I'm so excited.
You're so excited. They sent us a box, and it was a silver box. Nice,
what are those small backpacks?
The box is going to be with me for the rest of my life. It's the perfect present box.
What are they called?
Sturdy, high-quality cardboard.
Leatherbees.
Loungefly. We've never bought a Loungefly backpack.
Well, and they're like $8, right?
They're more. I think they're like $120. Anyways, we have one now.
Back
it's silver.
In my day, they were only $75.
They sent us a blanket. They sent us special Disney soap. Not H2O brand. They've recently parted ways from H2O or stopped it.
Sad. Loungefly backpacks.
How much are they? Fact check.
Fact check on the fly. We don't have a Jamie yet.
Fact checks are really boring with us because it takes like 4 minutes.
$80. See, I was right.
I thought it was $120. You know what I thought would be fun today? So Dallin and I recently split our Amazon account. It was like a small divorce. I just like can't buy him presents. And he can't buy me presents, which hindsight is kind of fun. I could always get on your phone, I guess, and check. But I don't, literally Dallin buys, I have no idea what Dallin's buying these days. They just show up and I'm just.
Hell yeah.
And then he has no idea what I was buying. So I thought it would be fun to just have a little sit down and talk about the five latest things you've bought on your Amazon account.
Okay.
Okay, you go through it first and you tell me.
Let me just open it up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are you buying these days, Dallin?
Okay.
What are you spending?
Some gel/hair product that's supposed to emphasize curls, because we've been talking about this.
Yep, Dallin is embracing his curly hair.
Some wood filler for our light-colored floors to fill in some cracks.
Boring.
Protein bars.
What kind?
Kirkland, of course, the best kind.
You're buying Kirkland protein bars from Amazon?
They have a shop.
Costco? Kirkland?
Costco. Somebody sells them on Amazon. I don't know.
No, we go there like every...
Yeah, Kirkland Signature. They sell...
Is that what they cost at Costco?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Let me just fact check myself right now. Costco app.
Why don't
These are the best protein bars, though. They're made with whey isolate. They taste great. They're only 180 calories.
Wait, why aren't you just getting them at Costco, though?
Just because it's easier to not.
I don't understand your purchase, but I support it.
Thank you.
You are
okay, what's my last
do
one?
Do what you do.
Okay, that was number three. Okay, the next one is whey protein isolate powder.
Is it the Kirkland brand?
No, it's Dymatize. Kirkland doesn't sell powder. And then Starbucks house blend ground coffee for cold brew.
Della makes the best cold brew I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, good.
He uses this little glass thing and you put a little...
Got that from Amazon,
put a little metal holder of the beans in it, the ground up beans. Uh-huh. It's the best cold brew I've ever had in my life. Okay, you ready for what I'm getting?
Who's the coffee maker in your family? The husband or the wife?
Oh, I was like,
or the man or the woman if you're
in
a heterosexual relationship? That's my question. I feel like stereotypically the woman makes the coffee, at least according to the 1950s Folgers commercial.
Well, you could step back.
I am the coffee maker in this house.
How much?
I take great pride in it.
Those commercials would not apply today.
Some would say they do.
I don't make.
I'm mainly joking.
A lot of our friends, the guy is the coffee maker.
Really?
With your brother and sister, who makes the coffee? Or do they both?
I think they just
both do it.
Maybe they're both equally passionate.
I would never drink coffee again if I had to make it for myself.
Really?
I would literally never drink it again.
I just love it so much.
Nothing.
I look forward to a new day just because I get to drink my coffee.
I will literally, the hardest thing I will ever do is make a Crystal Light drink. Like the hardest work I will ever put in.
I love making drinks. It's like an art.
It just takes away from the sit down.
Okay, what are your last five purchases?
Okay, I have this on subscription, and I don't put a lot of things on subscription, but this is on subscription.
Okay.
Urea cream for my feet, 40% urea.
That reminds me, I need urethra cream.
Do you really?
Just kidding.
What? Joke. No, it like eats away at the skin on your feet, the dead skin, like the little fishies that you can put your foot in. It does what that does. And you just put it on your feet every other day, every day if it's intense. I started doing it every day because I started like having feet where this could be gross to some people. Like walking on the carpet kind of felt like Velcro. So I called my sister and I was like, because usually she has the same problems as I have because genetically we're fairly similar. And I was like, Jill, what do you do for this? And she was like, oh, you need urea cream. So I got it. I actually gave this away for the favorite things party I went to this Christmas. It is great. It's from Pure Source. And I have it. It smells like mint. And it just changes your feet. Okay.
I'm happy for you.
You're happy for you. The next thing.
That makes me sound like I have a foot fetish.
No, they scratch. They're scratchy. Okay. This was just delivered. I ordered two dwarf ever-bearing mulberry trees. They're the little things on our counter right now that look like they're dead, but they're alive.
Okay.
Okay. Those are like blackberries, except they're trees.
Cool.
They're mulberries technically, but it's like, who wouldn't want a berry tree? Okay, then George recently had we have made the goal to learn how to ride bikes this year. It's been our goal for the last 3 years. It's kind of like haircuts. George is just like very opposed to it emotionally, and we just had a bad day on his bike because he's terrified of it and can't seem to like balance. He rides it like a— what kind of angle would you say he rides at?
Just as far as the training wheels will allow him.
Right. It's not straight up and down. He's like constantly tipped. I think his bike,
was keeping him from learning to balance.
Right. Dallin got him a bike that was a little bit too big and he's terrified of it. Like, he just terrified. The most terrified I've ever seen him is him trying to learn a bike. Yeah. And we try and have fun, but it's no fun. It's like torture.
We got him the Strider bike. And he loves it.
Yeah. So he's
already so good.
We went to the bike store and we were like, do you have a smaller wheel bike? And they were out of all the boy colors. They only had pink. And George was like, no, I'm not using a pink bike. Mm-hmm. And so they had these baby Strider bikes there. And he was like, that's the bike I want. I want a tiny bike. And I looked it up and they have Strider bikes for up to age 7. So I got him the biggest size and he loves it. And also he puts his feet up. He puts his feet up and he balances like he's been riding a bike for years. Like,
you know,
he would train on a bike with training wheels, petrified, falls over at a standstill. Yeah. On a Strider bike, going faster than he's ever gone, he stays up.
He just likes being able to put his feet down, grounds him.
If you have a child who is terrified of bikes, get this Strider bike. It was like the what is it called? It's called the—
like a bigger size.
14X.
If you've been a little late to the game of bike training your kids like us. He will learn in 2023.
Okay, am I on 2 or 3? This is number 3. I ordered this. It's called Verb Ghost Oil. I'm trying to do like heatless curls on James's hair, like the rag with rags. And it turned out like an afro. It just wasn't great. And this lady I follow who is like, her platform is like all doing her girl's hair. She messaged and said I needed to use Verb Ghost Oil.
Sweet.
To make it less frizzy. So I immediately bought it. I wish she sent me an affiliate link. She didn't. She's so nice. She didn't even send an affiliate link. Next thing I bought were the blankets that I cut up to make James's rag curls.
Okay. Cool.
And before that, I bought a hula hoop.
She loves the hula hoop, and she's actually really good at it.
That, I bought the toy that ruined her birthday.
Oh. Well, we sent that right back.
Right. We ordered this like sand water thing from Costco. And it was delivered with no hardware. And it was going to be the star of her birthday party. and it was a cursed birthday party and it didn't work out.
Still was a great birthday party.
Should we walk through all the things that were cursed of James's birthday party?
No, just bad weather and stuff.
Step one, the main toy, the toy that everything revolved around, the outside playtime toy, no hardware, couldn't use it. Step two, the sunshine birthday party that was supposed to be outside with water balloons and bubbles. The theme was water balloons and bubbles and sand. Rained the whole time. Ashley invited 27 kids. Luckily, the family with seven kids. Not luckily, love them, but they didn't come.
Would have been great.
It would have been so great.
Ashley was just all stressed and scared about having it inside, but it turned out so great. It was fun.
Turned out great.
People, you just stress so much about entertaining everybody and
keeping. No, I stress about kids.
But people
drinking.
Just talk to each other, kids hang out. It was so fun. We already had more activities than expected, and it just went great.
I'm not stressed about
presents. We hung out and then they left. They leave.
I didn't want them eating in the house.
But they did.
I am not stressed about kids playing in my house. I am stressed about kids walking around with pizza in my house and drinking Capri Suns in my house.
They spilled more cake than pizza.
And the cake.
Yeah.
They did pretty good though. I've only scraped.
Fine. Parents are watching their kids. It was great.
I only scraped a little bit of pizza off my wall and there was a little bit of Tootsie Roll on the carpet.
Perfect.
That was it. That was the extent of the damage.
Yeah. I just think you forecasted a lot more doom and gloom than what actually happened.
Oh, but I needed to share this because everyone who came to the party was like, I need the link for this.
Oh.
We got these stepping stones for James. They're like, you can move them around. They're all different sizes and kids like hop on them.
From one to the other. They play the floor as lava.
That party inside of my house would not have been that party inside of my house if I did not have those stepping stones. They're called McCarsey stepping stones.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Every parent came up to me, what is the link for this? I need these in my house.
So fun.
They were the best
toy. Kids loved them. There were probably 15 kids there. They were just all bouncing from one to the other.
They were like waterproof. You can put them inside. You can put them outside. Right. They're not going to scratch your
floor. The
bottom's
grippy so it doesn't slide when the kids jump on them.
Super fun.
I have an email. Annie emailed us. She's asking for wedding advice.
Elope. Elope.
She says, hi, Dashley. So fun to watch your family grow up over the years. You can use my name. Good. My name is Annie, just got engaged in the last week to my best friend and was wanting some wedding advice as y'all are married and we're former wedding photographers and videographers. My fiance and I are planning our wedding for this summer, 2023. We know it's soon, but we are so excited to start our lives together. Hey, I know by some standards that's soon, but in Mormon standards, that's like plenty of time, baby. So, you know, we're used to pushing it to like a few weeks.
Weddings are like kids' parties. Like, I was freaking out about this kid party. People don't even care. They're just,
as long as there's some food.
They just like something to do and something to eat, and it's more fun than being at their house.
Yeah, people love being invited to a gathering of other humans, and humans just like being in the same place as other humans, usually, at least for a short period of
time. Keep it moving.
If you got some stuff, if you got some food, if there's other people that people know, they congregate, they talk. Do not stress about entertaining them as much as you're stressing
about it. Just keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Have some kind of MC, a master of ceremonies, to guide it, whether it's a DJ you hire or somebody that has a planned schedule that keeps things moving with a microphone, you know? Preferably a DJ. It's so nice having a DJ that's on top of things. And
we did not have a DJ.
We did not. Would have been awesome. I've attended weddings, higher budget weddings with competent DJs with solid speakers and MC abilities
akin
that are able to announce what's coming up, like entertain the crowd when you're waiting for a few minutes. Like it makes such a difference to have a solid DJ there that's also the master of ceremonies. It's fun.
Dallin believes in DJs like I believe in having a magician or a reptile show come to your kid's birthday party. Like, it changes. Parents are like, the reptile, are you having the reptile show again?
Oh,
we can't find a reptile person in this city.
Maybe
in our
we
last
should
city.
Start a reptile rental place.
You know, you
St.
have a
George.
Good kid party when the dads come over for the reptile show.
Yeah.
All the dads
if
on our
dads
street
are involved.
The moms are texting the dad, the reptile show's starting now. Get over here. Yep. And they come.
Yep.
Best time of our life was when we had the reptile show at our party. Okay, here's what I was going to say.
What?
We've been to nut job weddings. They're all great. But like a wedding that you think would be a complete failure, it was fine. I think people just know what weddings are and they go through the motions. It's like they're pre-trained
people
for it.
People love knowing that they were invited to a wedding. Like, weddings are fun celebrations.
Dallin went to a wedding where the bride didn't show up and people still had so much fun.
Oh, like, no. The bride showed up, but then the husband told her to get the heck out along with all of her family because they're not getting married. So the husband and his whole side of the family threw a party. The husband didn't even show up.
They literally still
his
had
whole
fun,
family
though.
Just ate all
still
the food.
Still a great party.
And the DJ played music still and they just had a family reunion.
We went to another wedding that we were filming. And half of the party showed up halfway through because they were not, most of those
the
people.
The first half had restraining orders against the second half.
There was so many restraining orders within the family. Funny. They had to have like a first and a second half. And some showed up for the ceremony and some showed up for the reception.
And the grandpa stood up and called everybody to repentance who wasn't active in his church.
But we didn't know what they were saying. And a lot of the people didn't know what he was saying.
Because it was in Spanish. But the girl, James came down for a little bit. The girl, his granddaughter was asked to translate everything he was saying into English.
And it
was so awkward for her because he was using some pretty harsh scriptural language, calling everybody to repentance and saying that people were sinners and not joining Christ's one true church and stuff. And she was like, he's saying that you need to join the church of blah, blah, blah. people are just kind of rolling their eyes and he just kept going on.
But you know
and
what?
On.
People still had fun.
But
they still loved it.
They had, as long as there's food, as long as there's some music, and they've got a place to sit.
People are great.
Great.
Make sure they have a place to sit.
Celebrating weddings. So just already, I guess our first piece of advice is just lower the stress level in your head from 90% to maybe 30 or 40%. You know, worry about the detail a little bit, but maybe don't worry about too much because people can entertain themselves to a certain level, especially weddings. They're fun.
Okay, I feel like we've digressed so deeply. We haven't even gotten past like the second
line. Okay, she has four questions. Where's the best place to register / what should we register for?
Amazon? Or Target. Everyone does Target. But you know what? My cousin, she just put a little Venmo me here. Little QR code.
Mm.
Do that.
We like Target. Target has some classy stuff, but also like affordable stuff.
I think Amazon's the easiest.
Amazon, as long as you're specific, because Amazon has a whole range of like crappy items to nice items. So just get specific with what you want.
No, like the register.
Or just like get an Amazon gift
card. You literally say what you want.
Okay, yeah.
And then people go see what you want and then they send it to you.
Okay, yeah. We registered at Target, right? Did we do anything else?
No.
Target was fun, just going around with a little beeper and it's telling people what we want.
People don't really, I don't know if they really buy what you want. Mm-hmm.
Should I hire a coordinator / planner?
If you can afford it, yeah.
If you can afford it, it's so nice.
My cousin had one.
They do everything for you.
It was the nicest wedding.
Just there was somebody there telling everybody where to stand, what we're doing, what's happening next. And they didn't have to worry about anything all day besides being there and being happy.
If you don't want to like work intimately with your mother or mother-in-law, like maybe you and your mom don't get along well. Or if you want there to be someone who's not you, who is fielding all the questions, yeah. They're like pricey though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
they have different packages and everything.
Our wedding costs like $3,000. So
ours was very,
that's like below the wedding planner range.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, if it's in your budget, so worth it. So great.
It's always better.
Especially if you're working at like, if you're having a lot of people at a bigger, nicer venue, you want them to be able to coordinate with other vendors and you don't want to have to do all the back and forth.
But also
logistical stuff. But if it's just a little backyard thing, you could probably handle it and don't need the expense. You know?
I think it's also probably not as hard as you think it is. Like, it's not that hard to be like, hey, can you show up at this day? Hey, can you show up at this day? Like, yep. Hey, I like your cake. Can you make this for me and show up on this
right,
day?
Right, right. Yep. The bigger, more involved it is, the more it becomes worth it to have a coordinator. All right, next. Dallin, what are the best moments to capture on camera? I would just hire a competent photographer and videographer and let them worry about it because they already know.
It's
and
just
not
all the
stress
big moments.
Yeah,
they just know.
They know.
Detail shots, the first kiss, walking down the aisle, like they know how to position. They just know. Like, it's just all the big moments that are in the movies.
And pay for if the camera person has the option to have a second shooter there or just to come themselves. See if you can hire a second shooter. Like, it's worth it having a few different angles, like one at the back of the aisle, one at the front of the aisle.
Ask them about their audio.
Make sure you look at their portfolio and they have many different high quality, higher budget weddings to showcase their good quality work.
Listen to the audio. like their microphone.
For a videographer?
Setup. Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about photographer. For videographer, yes, make sure you love their work, that they have good quality videos, stable, smooth. Like, just make sure you trust their work and have seen a lot of different weddings.
Listen, we paid our wedding videographer who was, I don't know, if he like shot sports reel. He like helped to.
He's just a friend. He didn't have a lot of wedding experience at all, but he had a camera.
Literally, Dallin and I went the cheapest route on everything. Like, Dallin's friend was like, yeah, I know how to shoot with
a camera.
Just
had a camera, and I was like, cool, come capture stuff.
He had a camcorder.
We paid him a Cafe Rio meal.
We literally paid him one burrito for the meal.
Looking back, it would have been awesome to hire a legit photographer and videographer. We hired a legit photographer.
The photos were great.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, Ashley, how do I manage my mom? She doesn't give any other context. I'm guessing her mom is stressing about a lot of details and wanting it this way.
So like I was under like the very true impression that we weren't, I was like, the goal was like spend as little money as possible for me and Dallin.
Yeah.
Like not because of our parents, just because like we weren't fronting any cash and like, so we just didn't have any, there was just like not a lot of money. So
she sent some photos of herself and Clark, Annie and Clark.
My mom was pretty chill. She just helped me make some table settings. If your mom's not chill, like you can go one of two routes, just like cop out and pretend you don't care about anything.
Especially if she's paying for a lot of it.
Yeah. Just be like, whatever. I don't care. Like whatever. Elope. That's a great option. Or, I mean, you don't have to invite her.
I wish she would have given us more context about what do you mean?
All I can tell, I'm like, all I do to deal with people is pretend that their favorite things are my favorite things and just say yes to everything. So that's like my unhealthy way of dealing with people who I don't want to deal with. Sure, I love that. Yes.
That's what we did with our home builder. Now we're dealing with the repercussions.
I like our home builder. I just don't know anything.
I know. I wish I just would have looked into more like colors and what I really like and said, our home is great.
I just like had never, I didn't give any thought. I would just say like, have some very firm opinions. Be like, this is my favorite color.
Just do a lot of shopping on Pinterest around what you like, what you don't like. Get an idea of what you like for colors.
Don't
and
be
style
afraid to say, I hate that.
Yeah, don't be afraid to speak
me
up.
I hate that for me. Mm-hmm. For me, I hate that.
Weddings used to be a very traditional, much more regimented thing in the past. And I feel like now weddings are just you throwing your own type of party, however the heck you want it to be. And you don't be afraid to speak up and make sure you do it how you want to do it because it's your wedding.
People, for the most part, just want to know what to do. They just need clear direction. So just practice. For me, I hate that. For me, I love that. For me, that's a yes. For me, that's a no.
I would love your role, Mom, to just be showing up the day of and sitting back and enjoying yourself and not stressing about details.
Unless you want her to stress about details, but then you just have to be like, because like if someone's like, do you like this? There is no way I'm saying no. I will die before I say I don't like this. If someone's like, do you like this? Like 100%, my answer will always be yes, love it. And then they'll do it. And then I'll just be like,
let's practice ways of carefully saying no while respecting somebody.
You know, just be like, dignity. For me, I don't think that's part of the vision.
You know what? I appreciate your
no. Just be like, nope. And then they're probably going to be like, okay.
Love that aspect of it. I might tweak it here.
Actually,
I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I really have my own ideas for this.
This is another unhealthy thing I do. I just blame Dallin. Oh yeah, Dallin hates that. I would totally do that, but sure. Dallin hates
Annie
that.
Annie blame Clark and Clark blame Annie.
I do that so much.
Perfect.
They're like, do you guys want to do this? Do you want to come?
Know, I would.
Do you like this? I would, but Dallin hates that. He hates those things. I don't know why. He just hates them. And then they're like, Oh,
and she said she got a ring from Staghead Designs.
Oh, sweet.
Cool. Hope you used our discount code, Dashley's or Dashley's 10.
Or Dashley.
Try all of them. But yeah, it'll get you 10% off Staghead Designs. My friend is Brad. He owns it. He started with Staghead Designs. They make legit rings out of wood and turquoise and antler and rare
stones.
They have
all the gemstones now.
All the gemstones. They make them good old-fashioned diamond rings. He started with just like a lathe and laying in turquoise and antler into these rings. But he's come such a long way. He has like 10 employees now at least. They make legit rings now.
They're killing it.
Crushing it. Okay, cool. Thanks for your email, Annie. That was it. Listen. Oh, there was one more email saying ISNHSTpodcast@gmail.com is a good email address. We read that last time, I think.
That feels pointed. That feels directed
Take that,
towards
Ashley.
Me. I wanted to quickly speak on an event that occurred in our life that was extremely exciting and out of the norm and included police activity.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Dallin, there we were, Dallin and I and his brother and sister-in-law at a park. We walk down this, there's like a paved bike trail down into a canyon and we're walking down it. And all of a sudden, Dallin starts looking like he sees something and I start looking and then Dallin just leaves. And I am watching the kids at this point, wondering what's going on. So then
I was like, it looks like there's somebody on the ground up there. Yeah,
so he leaves and I'm just like, what's going on? But I can't leave the kids because there's like, I can't just leave five kids in a canyon stream. And so I'm like looking up and looking up and Dallin's still staying there. Everyone's standing around something on the ground and then lights show up. Okay, now it's your turn. And if you know anything, you know that I watch Cops every night. Cops reruns on YouTube.
Ashley gets pulled over because she stares at the cops so much that she looks suspicious.
I'm so intrigued. I think I would have been really great at that job.
Remember that time we got pulled over and they said it was because of, well, they found a reason. They saw that our license plate was expired. Or our registration was
but
that
his just first reason expired. Was
his first reason that he came and drove behind us was because you were peeking around the corner.
He said I was staring at him like rubbernecking.
Yeah,
no, I just am so intrigued. My one dream in life is to know all of the drama, like all of the details, like something's going down. I want to be in that room.
Yeah. So my brother and sister-in-law were walking down the trail towards us. And then all of a sudden they stopped and I saw somebody in a red jacket that was on the ground next to them. And they were like administering to him. And I was like, oh, snap, did somebody fall over or something? And so I started to walk up there. And so I ran up there. And there's this older gentleman that had fallen off his bike and bashed his head against the railing or else he would have flown off the cliff. And he was like blood running down his face. And they helped him like sit up and he walked for a little bit, but he stumbled and almost fell over again. So another couple that was on the trail too called 911 and the police showed up on this side by side to come down and get him. And he had just hit his head pretty bad. That he, like, his Apple Watch called the police, which is pretty cool. It sensed that he fell.
Yeah, his Apple Watch was like, I wasn't there because I was watching the kids.
Yeah, his Apple Watch called 911 for him. Well, it gave a little 10-second countdown. Like, it said, like, we have sensed that you fell down. Do you want me to call the police? We will call unless you cancel this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. And Danny said he like kept him from canceling it so that his watch called. It also alerted his wife back at home. How cool is that?
Yeah, his emergency contact.
Win for Apple Watches. I still don't have one. I don't know if I would like one. The constant notifications on my wrist. I'm already looking at my phone too much.
Yeah, the whole time.
Some people say it makes them look at their phone less because you can just see on your watch what it is.
I don't know.
Anyways. Police activity, am I right?
Highlight of my week, and I wasn't even a part of it.
Then some snot-nosed kids drove past and shot me with gel blasters, and then shot Ashley with more gel police blasters. Activity.
Kate, there we were, just walking in our neighborhood.
This is a different day.
Just chill, walking in our neighborhood. I'm a little bit ahead of Dallin, walking the dogs, and Dallin's back with the kids doing bike training practice. And these kids, they had their red sweatshirts pulled over their heads, like the hood cinched shut, as small as possible so you can't see who they are. And they like drove by, turned around, and it looked like they had paintball guns. I was like looking for a place to take cover because paintball guns hurt, and they just blasted us and started shooting. So Dallin called the police.
Yeah, I called the police, and then they came and they called me again asking for more questions and asking for more information. And I posted on the Ring app that this was happening. Some other people said they saw him too. Somebody just recently said, did one have a white helmet on? Do you remember having a white helmet?
I just remember the guys with the hoods, the kids in the back shooting me. I don't know what the driver had on.
Yeah. Did you get a good look at the side-by-side?
No.
Other people are asking that. But yeah.
All the parents are like, well, what color side-by-side? Because they think it's theirs.
I know. Is it my, please don't be my kids. Anyways, the police were alerted and hopefully they found him because that's not cool. Shooting gel blasters at me and my kids.
Yeah. Dallin went out in the truck.
I would have chased him, but then I just leave George and James. Like,
well, how are you going to chase a car?
Just at least try to take a photo of it or something.
Oh.
Plus, I'm super fast.
Excuse me. I shouldn't have asked that. You probably would have caught him in like 30 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you.
Probably.
Show your belief in my athletic abilities. To outrun a side-by-side.
The only other thing I had written down in things that happened this week to us that needed to be talked about.
Dallin and Ashley ate breakfast and lunch and dinner.
No, the hot air balloon incident. I've told everyone I know. Anyone who I meet this week, cool. I've been like,
I think we talked about
a hot air balloon crash landed in my
yard.
Hopefully
you're following along on our Instagram stories because we captured the whole
thing. I think I just talked about it on Instagram. The crazy thing is, I'm walking the dogs.
I remember talking about Swiss Lube on the podcast last
time. Have we said this story?
In case we didn't, quick recap.
A lubricant hot air balloon the size of my house with Swiss Lube written
for
all
cars.
Over it. I didn't know that. I thought it was the other lubricant. I Googled it though. There were like 5 hot air balloons that rose up from by our house and they all say Swiss Lube all over them. And I was like, what the? And it was during spring break. So I was like, I don't know. Maybe this is a good marketing moment.
Sure.
I don't know.
Like spring break in St. George.
Swiss. It's still a mystery because what Swiss Lube is a company I now know based out of Switzerland.
Okay.
Hence the Swiss.
Oh, that makes sense.
What are they doing here?
Good question.
In St. George, like, no.
They're opening up a new location in the United States, and they chose St. George as their first spot.
It makes no sense. Okay? 5 Swiss Lube hot air balloons are flying. One of the hot air balloons is in the shape of an oil lube barrel.
A ginormous
barrel.
Cylindrical.
It looks like a can. It looks like a soup can. Someone commented and was like, it's the shape of an oil barrel.
Cylindrical prism?
A lubricant barrel. Yeah, a cylindrical prism. Exactly. That's what they call it. Cylinder.
Oh, cylinder. A giant cylinder. A weird shape to hot air balloon. Anyways.
It's enormous. It's bigger than the other ones look tiny compared to it.
Yeah, very tall.
Taller than our home.
And it was flying. It almost hit our house because hot air balloons are a big thing here in St. George for whatever reason. It's cool enough in the morning. They launch pretty early around 7 o'clock in the morning and they have to land by around 9 o'clock, 8:30,
or else they blow into the airport.
Or else the air gets too hot and it doesn't float. And so they...
No, it gets windy.
Yeah. And so apparently the only way to steer hot air balloons is by currents in the air because you can't steer it on your own. So you just got to know at what altitude a current will blow you which direction. And
well,
then
they
hope that they find a relatively safe place to eventually land. And once they identify a spot, they adjust their trajectory accordingly to lower at the right speed to not hit
a
house before
it lands. I think they just look for a spot and drop down.
Yeah, you just have to calculate how fast you want to drop so that you land in the right spot.
Yeah.
That's the work of the pilot of a hot air balloon.
Pilot is a word.
Loose term.
I don't know if it applies.
Anyways, it almost hit our house and it landed in the empty lot right next to our house, like right next to our house. It barely missed our house.
Well, I called my sister and I was talking to her and I was like, there's a hot air balloon following me as I'm walking because it was following me up the hill. And I was like, Jill, it's going to happen. This is how it happens. They always crash land in our neighbors' houses. They just put down wherever they can. You only know what's happening when it sounds like a dragon is breathing fire in your front yard because it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And I went inside and I was saying to her, it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to hear the dragon sounds. And then I heard it, walked outside, and the guy is like floating over our backyard grass. He just waves at me. And then he waves at James in her bedroom window. And then he like pulls on his string to go high so he doesn't hit our house because he's too low. And then he lands right next to our house.
Yeah. Wow.
Craziest moment of my life. If it wasn't so magical,
when you're up
this
close.
Is the thing. If it was any other vehicle, modicum of transportation, everyone would just be pissed. They'd be like, how dare you?
Why are you driving
in
my lot?
How dare you land in my yard? How dare you be so reckless and not know where you're going to land? Like, people would not be chill. But a hot air balloon is just magical.
Whimsical.
And
whimsical.
Fantastical. And no one ever dreams of it landing in your yard. So when it does land in your yard, you just feel grateful. You wake up everyone in the house. You come outside and you take your family Christmas card picture. And it's just like
Swiss Lube.
It's just the most magical day. George kept saying, Mom, you must have found a lucky charm for this to happen.
He loved
Where's it. Your lucky charm? This could have never happened without a lucky charm.
He was so happy.
He was so happy.
It's cute. Cute moment. Hey guys, thanks for joining us. The next podcast will be a whole recap of how Disney went. And we're so excited for it. Also follow along on Instagram if you want to see the day to day, because we're going to be sharing a lot. And the vlogs will capture everything too. So cool.
Cool.
See you then. Love you.